This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The African Union has suspended Niger from all its activities following last month's military coup there and told its members to avoid any action that might legitimize the junta. The coup has caused alarm among Western allies and democratic African states who fear it could allow Islamist groups active in the Sahel region to expand their reach and give Russia a foothold to increase its influence. At least 18 burned bodies were found in a remote village in northern Greece on Tuesday, an area where wildfires have been ravaging for days, the fire brigade said. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has more.
Greek media said those found dead were thought to be migrants, as the broader Evros region is a popular route when crossing from Turkey into Greece. Nearby, on the same day, dozens of hospital patients were evacuated onto a ferry in the Greek city of Alexandropolis. Hundreds of firefighters have been trying to contain the blaze since Saturday. But fanned by gale force winds, it quickly spread, covering the city in smoke and turning the night sky bright red.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Ukraine's president on Tuesday said he was returning home after a fruitful trip across Europe, gathering more support for his country amid Russia's assault. He said, "We are returning home with new political support, new agreements. The territorial integrity of Ukraine is clearly reaffirmed by all." Zelensky posting a video from onboard a train in an unknown location en route home. Earlier Tuesday, Zelensky met with leaders of Balkan nations and the head of the European Commission on the sidelines of a meeting between European and Balkan leaders in the Greek capital. This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa hosted Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping for an official state visit full of pomp and ceremony on the sides of the BRICS summit on Tuesday. Kate Bartlett has more from Johannesburg.
Ramaphosa welcomed Xi warmly, recalling how Beijing supported South Africa's struggle against apartheid and calling the relationship between the two a very special one.
We would like to see the significant trade deficit narrowed, and this visit is an opportunity for us to look at ways to do so.
South Africa is currently in the throes of a major energy crisis, with its economy being hit hard by almost daily blackouts. Ramaphosa thanked China for donating emergency power equipment and for a grant of approximately $26 million as development assistance. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
A Chadian rebel group on Tuesday threatened to stand up to the country's military-led government days after another rebel group announced an end to a 2021 ceasefire that prompted the interim president to move to the front line. Tensions have flared again on Chad's northern border with Libya, where fighting with rebels and the army subsided after President Idriss Deby was killed on the battlefield in 2021. Rescuers in Pakistan pulled all seven children and one man to safety after their cable car became stranded high over a remote ravine on Tuesday, officials said, ending a day-long ordeal. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The seven students and their teacher were stranded about 900 feet in the air after one of the cable lines carrying the car snapped early Tuesday morning in the remote mountainous region of Batagram. The Pakistani military deployed a helicopter and managed to hoist two children to safety, but high winds and dwindling daylight meant rescuers called off the aircraft operation and proceeded with ground-based efforts. Rescuers used the remaining cable to reach the stranded passengers and tow them to safety.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Cooler weather brought relief Tuesday in the grueling fight against wildfires in western Canada, allowing some evacuees to return home, even as blazes still spread elsewhere in the nation. Across the country, more than 15 million hectares have burned this season, an area roughly the size of Greece and more than twice the area of the last record of 7.3 million hectares. Temperatures in British Columbia fell on Monday, followed by a light rain Tuesday morning, helping firefighters slow the advance of fires, which number in the hundreds in the province. I'm Joe Ramsey.